When you lace up your running shoes, you're not just improving your cardiovascular health, you're literally rebuilding your brain. Harvard psychiatrist John Rady's groundbreaking work, Spark, reveals the profound connection between physical movement and cognitive function that has transformed scientific understanding of the brain. This isn't just another fitness book, it's a revolutionary perspective that has influenced educational policies nationwide, with schools implementing morning exercise programs before difficult subjects. The science is so compelling that Bill Gates noted, "If everyone knew what Rady explains about the brain, we'd have a much more physically active society." The evidence is clear. Movement doesn't just strengthen your body, it fundamentally rewires your brain. At 7:10 a.m. in Naperville, Illinois, something extraordinary happens. Freshmen strap on heart rate monitors before running a mile, not just for physical fitness, but to prepare their brains for learning. The results are remarkable. 17% improvement in reading and comprehension compared to 10.7% among peers taking standard PE. This revolution began when PE coordinator Phil Lawler shifted focus from team sports to cardiovascular fitness, grading on effort rather than athletic ability. Despite spending less per pupil than comparable schools, Naperville's 8th graders achieved first place globally in science and 6th in math on international assessments, outperforming educational powerhouses like Singapore and Japan. The approach has spread nationwide through PE for Life. In economically depressed Titusville, Pennsylvania, implementing Daily Gym raised standardized test scores from below state average to 17% above in reading and 18% above in math. Perhaps most remarkably, not a single fistfight occurred among 550 junior high students. At Woodland Elementary in Kansas City, expanding gym from weekly to daily 45-minute cardiovascular sessions reduced violent incidents from 228 to 95 in 1 year. These transformations demonstrate how physical activity revolutionizes both academic performance and school culture by reconnecting body and brain. Exercise primes students for learning by sharpening senses, focus, mood, and motivation, directly influencing the brain at the cellular level. The brain's communication network relies on three key neurotransmitters: serotonin, mood, norepinephrine, attention, and dopamine, learning and reward. Exercise naturally elevates and balances these chemicals, similar to, but more holistically than, medications. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, a protein that acts like Miracle Grow for the brain, is crucial for learning. Exercise increases BDNF throughout the brain, strengthening neural connections and activating growth genes. Studies show people learn vocabulary 20% faster after exercise, with improvements linked to BDNF levels. Complex activities like tennis, yoga, or dance maximize these benefits by combining aerobic exercise with coordinated movements. These activities build thicker myelin around nerve fibers and create sophisticated neural networks that enhance overall thinking and learning capacity. Our stress response evolved for immediate physical threats, creating a mismatch with modern social stressors where fight or flight reactions are often inappropriate. While passive reactions to stress can be damaging, active coping through exercise changes how stress affects both mind and brain. Exercise, though a stressor itself, builds cellular resilience through the stress recovery cycle. This stress inoculation mirrors findings from nuclear shipyard workers, where low radiation exposure led to 24% lower mortality than unexposed workers. The stress made cells stronger rather than weaker. Chronic stress triggers cortisol cascades that damage neuroconnections and shrink the hippocampus. Exercise counters this by raising our stress threshold and activating recovery processes, increasing energy efficiency, insulin receptor production, and blood flow through new capillaries. The workplace benefits are clear. Leeds Metropolitan University found 65% of employees exercising during lunch reported better colleague interactions and time management. Northern Gas employees in fitness programs take 80% fewer sick days, while Coca-Cola saw $500 less in healthcare costs for active employees. Exercise doesn't just relieve stress, it rebuilds our capacity to handle it. Anxiety, a natural threat response, becomes problematic when persistent worry impairs daily function, affecting 40 million Americans, 18% of the population, annually. Research confirms exercise's effectiveness against anxiety. Joshua Broman Folks found vigorous exercise reduced anxiety sensitivity more than light activity in college students with anxiety disorder. Exercise works by reducing muscle tension, disrupting anxiety cycles, and triggering beneficial changes, increasing serotonin, BDNF, GABA, and ANP to regulate stress response. Anxiety stems from fear, the brain's constant replay of perceived threats due to an overactive amygdala and underdeveloped prefrontal cortex regulation. Despite evidence of exercise reducing anxiety symptoms by over 50%, it remains underutilized as treatment, notably absent from a 2004 New England Journal of Medicine review of anxiety treatments. Exercise fights anxiety by distracting from worried thoughts, easing muscle tension, building brain resources, associating anxiety symptoms with positive experiences, and breaking immobilization cycles. Through movement, the brain learns that physical arousal isn't always dangerous. Depression affects 17% of American adults through symptoms like appetite changes, sleep issues, and withdrawal, representing both social and neurological disconnection. Duke University's SMILE study revealed exercise matches Zoloft's effectiveness in treating depression, with better long-term results. Only 8% of exercisers relapsed versus 38% of medication users. Each 50 minutes of weekly exercise reduces depression risk by half. Depression physically alters the brain, causing white matter abnormalities and hippocampal shrinkage up to 15%, while elevated cortisol damages neural connections. ADHD manifests as inconsistent attention, struggling to focus on command while capable of intense concentration on engaging tasks. The condition involves the brain's attention network, which shares neural pathways with movement control systems. The cerebellum, containing half our neurons, coordinates both physical movement and information processing. Exercise enhances multiple ADHD-affected brain regions by improving locus coeruleus function, increasing dopamine receptors, and boosting BDNF through complex movements. 6 months of regular walking improves prefrontal cortex volume and executive function. Our bodies and brains evolved for movement. We're designed to walk, run, jump, and climb. Following our ancestors' routine of daily walks, regular jogs, and occasional sprints helps maintain optimal brain function. Exercise intensity produces distinct neurological benefits. Low intensity, 55 to 65% max heart rate, increases serotonin production, promoting patience, focus, and motivation. Moderate intensity, 65 to 75%, triggers growth factors that build new blood vessels in muscles and brain while strengthening learning circuits. High intensity, 75 to 90%, releases human growth hormone, which burns fat, builds muscle, and increases brain volume, effects that can last up to 4 hours. Group exercise amplifies these benefits by combining physical activity with social interaction. Research shows social workouts produce more neurogenesis than solo exercise, as social interaction boosts serotonin while isolation reduces hippocampal receptors. Despite America's obesity epidemic, positive change is emerging. Schools are implementing daily PE, and medical professionals increasingly prescribe exercise as medicine. Movement isn't just about fitness, it's about unlocking your brain's capacity for learning, focus, and emotional regulation. The most powerful brain medicine isn't found in pills, it's found in movement.